This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, it's the BJ and Jamie morning show. Yeah, things are the same around here. Still have a few technical issues. You got this playing, you got that playing, but it's okay. It's okay. We're not going to worry about it. I got bigger fish to fry this morning, and I'll explain it in just a couple of seconds. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here we are on a Wednesday. Just, 3 days before the big St. Patrick's Day Parade,
yeah,
Carson?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to be all pumped up and ready to go for the parade. We have all the deets coming up during the show. Again, KALC Radio, also heard on the Odyssey app. You can get us. By the way, big shout out, Washington, D.C. already checked in this morning.
That's pretty cool.
They're a couple of hours ahead, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. So, good morning, Washington.
What up?
All right. I got bigger fish to fry. All right. Here's my fish, okay? I'm driving really dirty today.
Yeah, you got some issues.
Maybe I should wait till Jamie gets here so that I can run it by her. She seems like that she would know, you know, shysters like me better than you do.
Yeah.
Do you know a lot of shysters in your life?
I mean, not too many. No.
Yeah, you're not good. You're not good. You're not good to get the feedback from. She knows a lot of shysters. She's dated a lot of shysters, too, in her time.
True.
You know what I mean? So she might be better for the feedback. So I think I'll wait and run it by her, but I'll just give you a quick synopsis. I'm driving dirty today, and I need to figure out what's my best route going home because I have expired tags.
If you get pulled over, you're probably going to jail.
I also forgot my wallet this morning. Carson had to come down and get me in the lobby, so I'm running with no driver's license, no ID whatsoever. A car that's, well, the tags, I think they expired in November, I think it was November, maybe October. I don't drive the car that often, you know.
It could be so, July, who knows?
Could have been. It could have been. Sure could have. But with all those, if I got pulled over, I got a feeling I'm going straight to the pokey.
Yeah, they're going to think you stole the car.
Now, my question is it better to go home using freeway or back roads? I think the back roads are worse because I think there are more cops. And if you're a cop, maybe you can give me some info. Oh, there she comes. There she
what
comes.
Happened? What happened?
I got something I want to run by
we
take a break.
Run it by me.
I want to run it by you.
Run by it.
Because
yeah,
I was telling Carson, because I don't like to talk behind your back.
Yeah, but too late.
And I said that when I'm a shyster right now, okay? And I was going to get some advice from him, but I don't think he knows a lot of shysters.
Okay.
So he's not good with advice.
Right.
I think you've dated a lot of shysters.
Well, that is true. That is true.
So I think
those are the facts.
I think you might be a better feedback
person. All
right,
so what happened?
Well, we're going to have to take a break.
Okay.
We have to take a break, then we'll come back.
Okay.
Right. You okay?
Yeah, good. Solid. I was just looking at this armed carjacking investigation.
Where?
I don't know. Five people detained. I don't know.
That's a lot.
It just said breaking news, so my eyeballs went right to breaking news.
You cannot put a screen in front of Jamie's, okay?
Well, don't you want to know what happened? Don't you kind of want to know?
We don't know unless you turn up the volume, well, because all you get is that little, what's it called, the cryon?
Yeah.
Down there on the bottom.
But still, I mean, what happened? Armed carjacking investigation? Five people detained?
Was it you?
It wasn't me.
Okay. Well, then we're good.
No, it just still is scary. Shots fired. Some stuff happened.
All right. So
you guys don't know about what happened?
No. Have no idea. Oh, have no idea. Haven't seen anything on it this morning. We've had a lot of problems this morning.
I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spadil told
me
everything. Well, I know, because the traffic didn't work again.
Well, Spadil puts me in a bad mood, too.
Oh, well, you put him in a bad mood.
I know. He was yelling at me, and I yelled back at him.
Yeah, I know.
So we're kind of fighting already.
Yeah, I heard that in the elevator.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I got on his butt this morning.
He told me.
Oh, he vented to Jamie.
Yeah, but I was right, Spadil. You know I was.
Okay, hey, we're done. Like,
we're not.
You're that guy that just keeps on, rah. Like, you said your piece.
Okay. We solved all the problems that, were related to that, so it's fine now.
Yeah, so let's move on. Or if we can, you could be like a chick and just keep bringing it up.
You know I was right. We'll be right back.
The
music's still playing. It's
oh
back
my
again.
God.
What's going on?
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
I think this is it. I think we're going to use this one for our float for
the
St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Woo!
Gummy bear frog comes through again.
Yep. Ta-da.
So when you hear that song on Saturday morning downtown, you know our float is on the way with beads, beads, beads.
It's going to be a great weekend. So Saturday morning, we're going to be downtown. We need you to make your sign. It says BJ and Jamie bead me, and we will shower you with beads.
That is very important.
Yes.
Make your signs. We want to see tons of signs, tons of beads. It's going to be a good time. And I think the weather's going to be pretty good. It's supposed to be around 50 degrees.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It really warmed up.
Yeah, 49 to 50, they're saying. So
really?
I think we're going to be okay. Let me run this by you real quick here.
Okay.
Now, if you're trying to avoid, because I have expired tags on my car.
Why?
From November.
Yeah.
And I rarely drive the car and just lazy. Okay. I have no excuse. All right. So I'll be the first to say that.
So
it's my fault.
Go to a King Super with the kiosk.
All right. Here's the other thing. I can't because I got to show my emissions.
Oh, gotcha.
And you got to have your, you got to show up for that. Here's the other part of the problem. I came in this morning and I noticed about halfway here that, my butt feels just a little thinner today. A little thinner.
Nice.
My wallet had fallen out in the floor in my bedroom, and I didn't notice it. So I'm driving without a license, no ID, nothing. Nothing to identify me, and expired tags. And I'm just trying to figure out my best route going home. Do you think you're better off on the freeway or back roads? That's my question.
Oh, right.
And if you're a police officer, feel free to join in.
I feel like on the freeway.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think the freeway's the route to go.
Yeah.
All right, got it solved.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Yeah. I
am kind of concerned about it, though.
Because on the side roads, you get a chance to stop at stop signs.
Yeah, I just don't need any more citations.
Yeah. Well, no, you've been fine for a while.
Yeah, I don't know how many points. I haven't checked lately.
No, but you haven't had anything going on.
I was pushing 12 there for a while, remember? Remember I was right out on the brink, another citation and I'm done.
Yeah, I don't remember, but I believe you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm a dirty driver.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll try to get that taken care of.
Yeah. Well,
real world problems.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't feel so bad. I think you can get by the tax thing if you just have your driver's license. I think that's worse.
Yeah. But I mean, maybe they'll follow you even to your house and you can tell me you have it. And,
all right.
You know,
I don't approve. Well, I thought I'd just run it by you.
Well,
this
as long as we're playing that game. So why do you think this happened? Okay.
What's that?
Everybody in the world has problems. Right?
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So I took a shower and then it got really warm yesterday. And then the water was, on my roof, right. Was dripping off the gutters, right? Nope. It was coming through the shower was coming through my light fixture downstairs. Why would you think that would happen?
Oh.
Yeah.
You had water coming out?
Yeah, I got the video and
from
everything.
From the light?
Yep.
Oh, God. No.
Well.
Yeah.
I'm not a
plumber?
Handyman.
Yeah.
Plumber.
Yeah.
But I would say that you've got a leak.
Well,
that's
good.
First.
Yeah.
And I would say that water is probably collecting in your ceiling. And the best way for it to come out of there is to find the opening of the light fixture.
Yeah, I know. But why all of a sudden you just take a shower and then all of a sudden the next thing you know, it's dripping through the light fixture. Yeah. Why would that happen?
If you don't get that fixed, you're going to have a big problem.
No, I understand.
Problem.
I am. I'm just thinking like, but why does one day just something like that happen?
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Just out of nowhere.
Right? You're like, you take a shower every single day. Life is great. And then one day you're on the way to a birthday party and you're like, wow, it's warm outside. That must be the gutter dripping and all the snow, you know, but wow, it's pretty loud. It actually sounds like it's inside the water that's melting off my roof. It sounds like it's inside. That's so weird. And then I go downstairs to the second floor and I'm like,
there it is.
Son of a gun, that thing is dripping.
Do you have to put a bucket under it?
Yeah, I put a bucket under that, and then my Uber showed up, and I was like, I don't have time for you.
This is a later problem.
So you basically, now, is that a separate shower than your bedroom? Or
no,
is that
that's,
same
the on, that's the ensuite.
You can't use it?
No, I know.
You're done?
Yep.
You're done up there. So, do you have a lower shower?
Yeah, I have three showers, so.
Do you have one on the bottom floor, though?
I have one in the basement, even.
Okay, you may have to go down there.
Well, I'll use.
Rub-a-dub-dub.
Yeah, I'll use my.
In the tub.
I don't know what's going on. It's funny. Anyway, so.
It's called the broken pipe.
What do you guys have problems with? Anybody else?
I got a small crack, like, in my drywall next to my window in my bedroom that I just found out because the curtain was covering it.
Wait, you have one little crack in drywall?
Yeah, but it's like, it kind of worries me because our house is still settling, so I don't know if it's like a bigger issue that I have no idea about.
He has a little crack in his drywall.
It's and a pain.
And he's worried about right at his window.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible. Terrible.
I mean, know how long it's been there.
I mean, it's no expired plates and no driver's license and water coming through your... But he has a tiny... His drywall. Did you hear that? His drywall right by the window.
Every house in my neighborhood has cracks.
Every house has a crack in their drywall.
I don't know about every neighborhood, but every house in my neighborhood.
But he just saw it. It's a tiny little crack. What was it, like a fourth of an inch?
I think she's making fun of
him. I am making fun of him.
Yeah. It was probably about four inches.
Inches, yeah.
Your crack doesn't matter to her.
Well, and especially when it's right by the window. It's probably water. You know?
I don't know. It's just concerning me.
Yeah, you've got a major foundation problem, pal. You better get somebody that lift company. What's that?
Groundworks.
Is that what it's
called? Yeah, it's called Groundworks.
Yeah, they come in there and they lift your foundation for you. You better get them on the line today.
With that Mike guy. Mike guy. What's his name? That Mike guy, Dirty Jobs guy?
Mike Rowe.
Yeah.
Mike Rowe.
Yeah, you got to call him.
There's a local company that advertises. They're called LiftCrete or something like that.
I don't know.
There's
and
a bunch of them.
They take care of that, Carson. So
yeah. So
you better
good
take
luck.
Care of your crack, pal.
Oof, man, this is bad.
All right, we're being facetious. We have to take a break and we'll get the tabloid trash. I promise you. And the show will get better.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
And now, Jamie talks about everything.
Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Yeah, I got a big old HOA meeting today, as long as we're talking about being a homeowner.
Yep,
big HOA meeting.
Now, why are you in the meeting?
Oh, because we're talking about fire mitigation and what we're going to do to save our neighborhood.
That's what are you going to do?
I don't know, and yes, it is. I don't know, because we're in a pickle.
Yeah.
If you will. You know those pickles you like so much.
Yeah,
we're in one of those.
Everybody gets in a pickle every now and then.
Because, you see, in Colorado, I believe, the scrub oak is protected, and we are surrounded by scrub oak.
Yeah.
And so we're in a pickle.
Well, that's an issue.
It's protected, but yet we need to get rid of it.
Yeah, you're in a pickle.
We
There's
are
no
in
doubt.
A pickle for sure. Yeah.
No, I don't think the meeting's going to go so well.
It might not, because there might be some yelling.
I don't know
stuff.
If there's a solution to that.
I don't
when you
know.
Protect something that could burn,
yeah,
you got a problem.
Exactly. So we'll see. It's tonight.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you. Yep. I don't know why. They even had to move it. There's so much interest in it. They had to move it to a bigger venue. And I'm like, what am I missing here?
Now, have they ever had you at one of these meetings?
No, I have not been at one of these meetings, but I'm going to tonight.
That should be interesting.
Yep. Yeah, I got a lot to say about the scrub oak.
Yep. You want me to go with you?
Yeah, sure.
I'm a good talker, you know.
Yep. It's going to be quite the... I hope they have refreshments. Usually, don't they have, like, punch and cookies?
Yeah, like little snacks.
Yeah.
Maybe some muffins.
Yeah, I hope they have that, because I'm starving. Oh, my God. We got kicked out of a restaurant last night.
And you
I
did?
Didn't get to eat, yeah.
You didn't get to eat?
No. So I'm hungry. Very hungry.
Kicked out of a restaurant.
Yeah, that's a first for me, to be honest with you. I was like, what did you guys do?
I think there's been a couple of times you've had been asked to leave.
No, that's not
your
true.
Your group.
No, we haven't, ever.
I thought there was a Mexican restaurant that asked you guys to pipe it down or leave or something.
No. We've never. I mean, we were all a little bit shocked. We were all like, huh?
Wow.
Well,
we were talking about Christmas. The thing is, like, nobody was like dancing on tables or anything. We were actually talking about our families and Christmas.
And they just asked you to leave. Excuse me. Can you get out of here?
Yeah. It's a long story. I'll explain it later, but it's pretty funny. We're all like, what just happened? And then Kylie and I, our theory is something happened when the other two girls went to the bathroom. And like, because that didn't make sense, because we were so calm and everything. And the general manager came around and we're like, wait a minute. If we put it together, those two went to the bathroom. So something like they either start dancing
or they knocked over something.
Something happened, because you don't all of a sudden like talk about Christmas and your families.
They might have clogged the commode.
Maybe. Who knows? It was fun. We had a great time last night. Happy birthday to my friend Sarah. It was a gigantic birthday blowout last night. And I sent you guys the pictures.
No.
We had mustaches.
I was a little worried about your condition this morning. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my God. It's so funny that you say that, because I took an Uber. And oh, my gosh. I finally had an Uber driver that spoke English. That was kind of fun.
I mean, that's a win. You didn't have to call Kelly and be like, hey, can you translate
for me? Yeah, because the last two times I've been in an Uber, Kelly's had to be on the phone with me to talk to the guy and tell him, like, whatever I needed, like, what side of the building I needed to be put in. But I had an English-speaking dude, and he was really funny. So, but then what I'm saying is I switched purses, and I could not find my car key this morning. I was like, oh, no. So I had to drive the Jeep. And then I don't have my security card, right? It was a long night. We started at 1, and I got home at 10:30.
Oh, my.
That's a good party.
That's a good birthday party.
That's a birthday.
That's a good birthday party. Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, there is a football player that's in big trouble. He's actually going to jail for 2.5 years. He was a Falcon player and also Green Bay Packers. He played for them. His name was John Robert Leak. Well, his name still is that. And here's the deal. He apparently started a Ponzi scheme, a big old Ponzi scheme, where he promised family members, former football players, that they could get in on a gold investment to buy gold mines in Africa. And he took from them $5 million and gambled it all away.
No kidding. Oh.
Gambled it all away.
I hadn't heard about this,
dude.
Oh,
my God. Isn't that awful?
Yeah, it's terrible.
So he was just sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. And they said he even ripped off his mom, his dad, his grandma.
That's low.
His best friend that was a football player. Yeah.
He might be better off in jail.
Right? Yeah.
People are after him.
Jennifer Garner apparently is getting an ultimatum. You kind of called this, BJ, saying, when is this guy going to put his foot down? That I'm talking about Jennifer Garner's current boyfriend. His name is John Miller. And they're saying that this is page six, so this is like bigger than a rumor, right? Because usually page six confirms things. That he said, no more of this Ben Affleck crap.
Boundaries.
Boundaries is the right answer.
I've said that from the very beginning.
Yep.
This relationship needs boundaries. She needs boundaries with Ben. She needs to stop.
So the video came out where Ben and Jen were at their son's paintball game, his birthday party. And remember, Ben put both his hands around her waist, and she like did the stop it kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. We know what that means.
It means more.
Hoochie coo.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I guess the boyfriend, John Miller, saw that and was like, oh, hell no.
No, stop.
Yeah.
Boundaries.
So he has basically given her an ultimatum if she crosses the line one more time or any of the shenanigans, as we like to call it, continues to happen, he's out.
Yeah. So you know what that's called?
What?
Bounce.
Boundaries.
He's going to bounce.
Oh, bounce. Yeah.
Yeah. Either they establish the boundaries or he bounces.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen, so we'll see. It's the whole thing. They're saying that Ben is really, really trying to get back in Jen's pants.
I think he is.
Yeah, I do too.
I really do.
I do too. Yeah, but it never works out when you try to get back together.
No.
I mean, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck. There's a reason why you got a divorce.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work when you try to get back together, in my opinion. All right. Although, I will say my girlfriend, Kylie, actually, she got a divorce from her boyfriend, they were married. Years and years ago, he ran away.
Yeah.
Like, a week after they got married.
Oh.
He packed up and left.
It didn't even last a week. He was like, I'm out.
I know.
Wow.
I was like, you're a turd, man. They had a gigantic wedding in Miami. Gigantic wedding, right? All the bells, all the whistles, everything. You know, like the 8 bridesmaids, 8 groomsmen.
Yeah.
The whole thing. And then a week later, he just takes off. So anyway, so then she got married to a new guy. She had a couple of kids. You know, one of them's in college. The other one's in high school. And now she's back together with the guy that ran away. And they've been together for like 2.5 years.
And it's working out.
And it is working out. Wow.
It's rare, but I guess it can, but
it is
I don't
rare.
See the Ben thing happening, though.
Yeah?
I don't see it.
Because why?
Oh, it just didn't work the first time. The odds are it won't work again. That's just what I'm saying.
And I feel like he's a lot of work.
He is a lot of work, and he's never happy either.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Like, Jennifer Garner's just kind of go with the flow, just really...
Keep him happy so he doesn't drink again.
Yeah, like, you're always worried about that.
Remember, he's always in the backseat drunk. That's all the tabloid pictures you saw. Him in the backseat all grumpy and drunk.
This whole situation, though, with her and him, and then the boyfriend, John, being upset, it kind of falls on her at this point.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah.
It's not Ben. It's her.
There's a chef, and he said he's getting death threats after he criticized Meghan Markle's Netflix show.
Uh-oh. Oh, that means you're in trouble.
I guess so.
Yeah. They're coming after you.
I know, right?
She'll be criticizing you from day one.
And what he said was kind. I mean, his wasn't even that bad. What I've said has been, like, the truth. He was kind. He just said the show is lethargic, which it is. I mean, you could literally fall asleep to it. He said it's lethargic and difficult to watch. That's literally all he said was it's lethargic and difficult to watch, which I totally agree with him. And he said now he's getting death threats. He said, I didn't even slam her. I just said the show was, to me, lethargic and hard to watch. I didn't even say anything bad about her. He also said that they had come to him and asked him to be on that show. And he rejected it, saying he didn't want to be a part of it. And people are saying that's never happened. And he's like, yes, it did. They came to me and asked me to be on it. But I said, no, I don't want to be on it. And now he says that people are coming after him with death threats. He might be dramatic.
It's the Markle Mafia.
What kind of lunatic does death threats online towards somebody over Meghan Markle show?
That's what I'm saying.
That is a lunatic.
Or is he being dramatic?
I don't know. I
mean, he just wants a headline.
Yeah, maybe.
But that's a strong statement. Because when you say you're getting death threats, then all of a sudden authorities get involved. And they say, okay, provide them. We want to see where they are.
And then finally, Rosie O'Donnell has moved to Ireland. Okay, there you go, double trash.
I didn't even get to say bye to her.
I know.
Oh.
Yeah, what a bummer.
Girl Scout cookies. Did you see this? Being
what?
Sued. $5 million.
For what?
They're killer cookies.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We'll play it for you next.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.